A Cape Breton man charged with first-degree murder and released on the province's highest bail has returned to court. 49-year-old Christopher Anderson Neville is charged with the first-degree murder of Whitney Pierce Jeff Pearson. He was previously released on a record $630,000 bail coming from himself and three sureties. Neville appeared by video to set preliminary hearing dates for the case. Neville's lawyer, Stanley McDonald, told the court there is significant outstanding disclosure defense needs to review, with the prosecution adding a focus hearing would also be productive. Preliminary hearing dates were set for the week of July 20th to the 24th of next year. Neville will also return to court for a focus hearing on January 21st. The 44-year-old Pearson was found dead from gunshot wounds outside his home in Whitney Pier on February 22nd of this year. Shortly following his death, three men from out of province were arrested and charged with his murder. 22-year-old Goner Mark Tutt and 19-year-old Letcher Gang from Calgary, Alberta, and 27-year-old Mal Chole from Waterloo, Ontario, are also charged with first-degree murder in the case. The three men have been remanded since their arrests and are scheduled to return to court for focus hearings on November 18th. Neville was arrested in connection to Pearson's death in July. At his last court appearance, Neville made waves after it was announced his lawyers and the Crown attorneys had agreed on bail conditions. In addition to the $630,000, Neville is also under strict house arrest with security cameras at his residence. He's required to wear a GPS monitor, is prohibited from communicating on social media, and has limits on other forms of communication. He was also required to turn in his passport and is banned from airports, heliports, and ferry terminals. At the time, the news of Neville's bail was met with anger by a large crowd of Pearson's family, friends, and supporters. One woman was asked to leave the courtroom by Supreme Court Justice Shane Russell for expressing her displeasure, and she was followed by many others who made their voices heard outside the courtroom and waited for Neville to be led out of the courthouse. During the bail hearing, Justice Shane Russell said Neville was to appear in person for court matters leading up to the trial. However, when Neville returned to court this week and appeared by video, no explanation was offered as to why. The presiding judge, Daniel A. McCrory, ended the day's proceedings by saying there's an expectation for Neville to be present in court going forward. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.